Welcome back to the Rare Disorder Podcast. I'm your host, Shivani, and this is the 19th episode of my Meet a Fighter series, so let's dive right into it. Today, I'm going to be addressing the rare condition, Friedreich's ataxia. It is a genetic, progressive, neurodegenerative movement disorder with a typical age of onset between 10 to 15 years. So, how rare is this condition? 1 in 50,000 people have Friedreich's ataxia. It is characterized by unsteady posture, frequent falling, and progressive difficulty in walking due to the impaired ability to coordinate voluntary movement, or ataxia. So, what are some symptoms? One of the symptoms is progressive ataxia of the limbs and during walking. In addition, some other symptoms are inadequate muscle coordination, poor control of fine movements of the limbs, slurred speech, and impaired swallowing. So, what causes this condition? The gene responsible for this rare condition is FXN. To be specific, the FXN gene codes for frataxin, which is a protein that is required for proper functioning of the mitochondria. The mitochondria is the part of our cells that produce energy. People with this condition have both copies of the FXN gene abnormal, and they do not produce enough frataxin, which leads to further tissues degenerating. So, how is it diagnosed? A doctor can usually see ataxia in an individual based on clinical evaluation. But for further confirmation of the diagnosis, some steps are taken. This is a molecular genetic test to look for mutations in the FXN gene that cause the disease. Typically, the most common type of mutation is an abnormally expanded GAA repeat mutation in intron 1 of the gene. Some related disorders to Friedreich's ataxia include Charcot-Marie tooth disease, spinocerebellar ataxia, and other forms of ataxia. So, what are some therapy or treatment options? Treatment for this condition is usually symptomatic and supportive. Usually, a multidisciplinary treatment strategy is used. In addition, constant medical supervision is needed to avoid potential complications with the head, spine, feet, muscles, vision, and hearing. Some other things that help are walking aids, wheelchairs, and physical therapy. In addition, there are surgery options. These can be orthopedic surgery or non-surgical interventions, and this will help curvature of the spine and feet abnormalities. There is also medication available for heart problems or diabetes, which are associated with this condition. Lastly, genetic counseling is another option for both individuals affected and for families. Now, I'm so excited to welcome Harshita, who is a fighter of Friedreich's ataxia. I am so excited to have you on my podcast today. To start, I was wondering if you could talk about an average day in your life with this rare condition.
So my name is Harshita. And currently, I finished my B.Tech, and now I'm working at a place called Synchron. So, as you know, because of the pandemic, everything is, like, work from home, right? So, it's pretty convenient for my condition, to be honest, because everything is work from home. So, like, I have support from my mom and dad when I need it, or if I need a rest or something, the bed is right there. So I think during the pandemic, it's actually helped me. Although I do miss going out, obviously, like anyone would want to go out, right? But I think for me personally, it has helped my condition and helped me in general. Working and being at home.
Yeah, so could you just like briefly describe what this condition is?
Yeah, basically Friedreich's ataxia is a genetic disorder. So that means that basically you're in the genes and the body are messed up. So that causes like balance issues and like difficulty walking and moving around and stuff. And the main thing is that this condition is progressive. So it changes every year. Like, as you go, it keeps on getting worse. And, like, it not only affects the limbs and stuff, it also affects your speech. And some people have heart conditions, some have diabetes. So it really varies. It depends per person to person.
All right. And then also, is there anything you feel that other people should know about Friedreich's ataxia? Like any misconceptions or just anything you feel that people should know?
People know me, like get to know me or like friends, for example. I think it's very important that they know that my disease is progressive because, like, I'll meet an aunt when I was 10 years old or something, and I'll be walking, and I'll be, like, you know, walking around normally. And then once I turn 15, like, I'll start using the wheelchair. That's how the disease progresses. So it becomes more gradually difficult to move around. So that becomes a shock to many people who I meet or who are with me. So they become like very shocked. So I think it's very important that they know that this disease is progressive. So I guess they can mentally prepare themselves, I guess. To say, you know, so they know what's coming up.
Yeah.
So they know how it is when they're with me and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important.
Yeah, I agree that it's really important for other people to know, like, what you're going through so they can understand, too, and, like, give you the time you need and just anything like that.
Yeah.
All right, so what are some ways you are coping with it? Or just, like, in general, how are you coping with it?
Before, it's been a really rough ride. It's been, like, 15 years since I got diagnosed, so it's been pretty long. So I feel that right now I'm pretty experienced, to be honest. But initially, I had to cope with it. It was very difficult initially. Like right now, I'm like at a balance state. I'm accepting of my disability, and you know, I'm very content with who I am and stuff like that. But initially, like, it wasn't always like that. For me, it was difficult as a kid, like getting bullied and not getting accepted by other people was something I had to deal with as a kid while I was growing up. So, like, that was difficult. But the way I coped with it, I think, which became my turning point, was meditation, which really became my turning point to help me view my disability in a different way, which, you know, made me to know who I am now. So, yeah, that was my turning point.
I'm really sorry to hear that you were, like, bullied in the past for your condition, but I'm really glad to hear that now you've kind of accepted it and you've come to, like, a balance with yourself. So do you feel like you have, like, a really strong support system around you, which also helps you cope?
Yes. My family, like my mom, dad, and brother, are really supportive, like, with my dreams and about my disability. So like everything there really supported. And without them, I wouldn't be able to have come this far. And I have found a few friends who are really supportive. I think that's very like necessary. Like having friends also, it's very important. And I found it in these, you know, years of living. So I feel lucky, very grateful.
Yeah, I think like having a great support system is really important because you really have people who understand and are willing to be patient with you and just everything like that.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on, have you ever encountered a major struggle with your condition and how were you able to overcome it?
I think the major struggles that I face right now is like society, like what they think about disability in general. Mm-hmm. Because people assume when they see a person in a wheelchair, you know, that they can't do things, they don't have the potential. So like when I was, you know, doing my degree, when I was pursuing different things, people would always tell me that, no, you can't do it because, you know, you're in a wheelchair. And that's what they thought. And that's something that I was struggling with because I didn't know that, you know, people would say such stuff. So initially it was very difficult, but later I had to tell myself that, no, it's not what other people think. Other people, what they think, does not matter. And if you want to achieve your goals, then you have to put in the hard work. So like what other people think doesn't matter, and you should never take it to heart. It's something I tell myself, you know?
Yeah, I really agree with like that saying, like, whatever you put your mind to, you can achieve and accomplish no matter like what other people think or whatever other people are saying. And when you really believe this, I believe that's like when you really achieve your goals and make the most progress.
Yes, exactly. Experiences have taught me, you know, that you have to believe yourself. No one else will do it for you, so you gotta do it yourself.
All right, so just moving on, so if any, what are some initiatives that you take to raise awareness for Friedreich's ataxia? I know you have like your Instagram account and stuff like that, so you could probably talk about that too.
I initially started a blog called lifewithhazi.com. So that was my initial, like, with everything. That's how I started off, like, blogging, because I really love to write. So I thought I could express myself through blogging and, like, doing a website and all that. And after, after a few people, like, suggesting that I start a YouTube and stuff, I gathered all the courage to start a YouTube as well. And yeah, that's how I bring awareness with YouTube, and like I make a few reels here and there with Instagram, but that's what I do, like making videos here and there about disability awareness and, you know, misconceptions that people have about people with disabilities and stuff like that, like related to those topics. I usually do videos on YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. So could you give like an example of like a certain video you've done or a certain idea that you have tried to spread through these YouTube videos or Instagram reels?
So right now, like, I could walk a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. It's very difficult, but I could do it. I could do it. So in one of my videos, I showed like why accessibility is important and how difficult it becomes when, you know, a building is inaccessible. So like I actually showed my struggle of like walking up the stairs and like managing you know, inaccessibility and like not having ramps or like no lift or anything, because my cousin's place was inaccessible, so I had a really hard time going up the stairs and stuff. So like that's something I showed, like how difficult it becomes when a place is inaccessible, and you know, more places have to be accessible, and that's very important.
Yeah,
was one of my.
Yeah, that's a great message to spread, and especially since I feel like you have like the personal experience. If someone's watching that, the message gets across much clearer because they can kind of see your experience. So that's like a really great thing you're doing, spreading awareness for those types of things.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. All right, so I was just wondering if there are any resources you would like to share that you have come across to help other people who also have this condition.
Yeah, for dyslexia, there's like one organization in USA which makes funds and stuff, or like it makes campaigns that you know, brings other people with Frederick's dyslexia together. So that's nice. It's called curefa.org. So that's something that people with FA, like, I've met a lot of people through it, like, online, even though I live in India right now. Like, I speak to them online, so it's cool that way.
Okay, that's a great resource, and do you know if there's any, like, branch of it in India, or is it just only available in the USA?
USA, UK, and Australia also.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for sharing.
Not in India.
Sorry, go ahead.
That I know.
Okay.
Not in India that I know of.
Mm-hmm. All right, so just kind of to like end off now, I was just wondering if there was anything else you would like to share with my podcast guest today. It can be anything general or just like something specific.
Yeah, to all the people with disabilities are listening to today's podcast, I just wanted to say that, you know, there will be a lot of struggles in the future, you know, while you are trying to succeed in life. But I think that's what life is, you know, facing the highs and lows of life. So that's the important thing, dealing with the lows and getting past. And I think that you can if you put your mind to it. So yeah, good luck with whatever you want to achieve.
Yeah, that's a great message. So just to kind of close out now, I would like to thank you so much, Harshita, for joining me on my podcast today and really sharing your story with my listeners. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you.